What about the HER2 positive patient? We have a number of trials looking at adjuvant trastuzumab. I'm curious what your thoughts were about the MD Anderson report on neoadjuvant trastuzumab in the last ASCO meeting.
I think it's very exciting. I think that it requires further study. There were 40 patients, plus or minus a few, randomized on that study. And I think what's most important with the use of trastuzumab will be the long-term toxicity data in terms of the myocardium. In the adjuvant setting, you're hoping to cure women from breast cancer. And I think that's where the safety profile becomes important, particularly when it's something as serious as congestive heart failure. So I think it's too early to say that Herceptin improves survival in the postoperative setting. And I think although it increased pathologic response rate, which is a promising sign that it will add to efficacy, I think that that's still an unanswered question, and I'm not, you know, using neoadjuvant trastuzumab in my patients.
And of course, I guess the really controversial thing about that paper by Buzdar was the incorporation of an anthracycline at the same time as trastuzumab. What about in the woman with locally advanced or inflammatory breast cancer, also no neoadjuvant trastuzumab?
I think inflammatory breast cancer, there is really a very high risk of developing distant metastatic disease, and she has a high risk of dying of breast cancer. So I would never say never. I don't know if I would do it with an anthracycline. But in general, we do try to get women on trial. At Sloan Kettering, we do not use trastuzumab outside of a clinical trial setting in the adjuvant setting.